Welcome back to the Thought Media Podcast. Today we're stepping into something slightly controversial. WordPress in 2026. Is it still dominant or is it slowly fading?
This one is going to spark opinions because for years WordPress has basically been the backbone of the internet.
It still powers over 40% of all websites globally, which is an insane number when you think about it.
Exactly. When nearly half the web runs on your platform, you're not exactly disappearing overnight.
But at the same time, we're seeing real shifts happening. SaaS builders like Webflow, Shopify, Wix Studio, they're getting more powerful.
And they're getting easier, that's the key. For small businesses, the appeal of drag-and-drop simplicity with built-in hosting and security is strong.
Right. With WordPress, you're managing hosting, plugins, updates, security patches. There's responsibility.
Which is both a strength and a weakness. Because that flexibility is why enterprises still choose it.
That's important. WordPress is incredibly customizable. You can build virtually anything on top of it.
But the ecosystem is also crowded. Thousands of plugins, thousands of themes, not all of them well-maintained.
And that's where performance and security issues can creep in.
Now let's bring AI into this, because 2026 isn't just about CMS platforms anymore.
AI website builders are emerging fast. Tools that generate layouts, copy, images, even structure in minutes.
That changes expectations. Businesses want speed, they want automation.
So the question becomes, can WordPress evolve fast enough?
I think it depends on how it positions itself. If it leans into headless architecture and modern performance stacks, it stays relevant.
We're already seeing headless WordPress setups paired with React, Next.js, and other modern frameworks.
Which gives you the flexibility of WordPress with the speed and scalability of modern front-end systems.
But that's not beginner territory.
No, that's enterprise or serious development work.
For small businesses, SaaS builders might win on convenience.
For mid-market and enterprise companies, WordPress still offers unmatched extensibility.
And let's not ignore one more thing, ownership.
That's huge.
With WordPress, you own your site, your files, your database. With SaaS platforms, you're renting space.
That difference matters long-term.
So is WordPress fading?
I don't think it's fading. I think it's maturing.
I agree. The low-effort WordPress builds will decline.
But engineered, performance-driven WordPress builds will remain strong.
The market is just separating hobby builds from professional builds.
And honestly, that's healthy.
So maybe the better question isn't, is WordPress dying?
It's, are you using WordPress correctly?
Big difference.
If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and follow on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, or your favorite podcast listening platform.
We appreciate you tuning in.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye, everyone.